I'm sorry, sweetheart. Did I wake you? Just go back to bed for me, okay? It's still kinda early. My good boy needs to rest up so he won't be groggy later. Baby, what's wrong? Hey, there's no need to get up. I'm fine, really. I wanted to move closer to you, that's all. Slow down a second, you aren't making any sense. Of course you know who I am. Oh, God, it's happening again, isn't it? Calm down, sweetheart. You're all right. You're all right. Here. Let me hold you. There you go. Come here. Good boy. Don't fight it. Simply ease into my arms and feel yourself start to relax. Why don't we take a few deep breaths together? Does that sound good, baby? Yeah? Try to match me then. Breathe in. And out. As you breathe, imagine all the anxiety in you dissipating, being replaced by a soothing fuzziness. Good boy. Let's do one more. Breathe in. And out again. So, are you feeling a little better now? I know, sweetie. This must all be very overwhelming for you. Scary, even. It isn't easy waking up in some strange place, next to a woman you've never met before. But trust me, darling, you're safe with me. I would never harm you. Of course not, sweetheart. I care about you. I care about you more than you could ever realize. We've spent a lot of time together, shared many intimate moments. And you might think that's impossible, that you've just got here and have no idea what I'm talking about, yet there's another part of you that senses the truth of my words, isn't there? A small voice, whispering in the back of your mind, telling you to believe me. Listen to that voice, baby. Allow me in. Good boy. I knew you'd start to remember. No petty curse can keep us apart. Oh, it's all right to be confused, sweetheart. That's only natural. There's something dark taking hold of you. A baleful magic designed to turn the person I hold dearest against me. Or that was the goal, at least. But I didn't give the caster enough time to finish the incantation, so the spell is incomplete. Rather than force you to hate me, it's making your memories about me become hazy, indistinct. I've been trying to free you from this curse for months. I thought I'd finally done it a few weeks ago. You were recalling fragments of our life together, conversations we'd had. It really looked like things were finally going to go back to normal. However, the curse keeps coming back. You wake up in the middle of the night, afraid and shivering, not knowing who I am or why you're here. So I cuddle you like this and help you remember again. Honey, none of this is your fault. If anything, I'm the one who should be apologizing. I was careless, and you paid the price. I should have known that they wouldn't just leave us alone. I should have been more cautious. Yet, in my hubris, I thought myself untouchable. After all, what could such petty magic do to me? Let them come, I thought. Let them come and try to take you back to save you. From what? All I had to do was crush them underfoot, like so many insects. It was beyond my imagination that mere mortals could threaten me. I underestimated them. To think that little sorcerer would be able to conceal his presence from me. He'd already started the spell by the time I found him. And even after I'd banished him from my house, the magic lingered. I couldn't stop it. And you've had to suffer this curse ever since. But don't worry, darling. I promise to make you mine again. That's the beautiful thing. No matter how much you resist it, your heart will always guide you back to my embrace. Doesn't it just feel right, being held in your mistress's arms like this? Good boy. Keep taking steady breaths for me. Your clothes. What's wrong with your clothes, darling? Well, of course I picked them out for you. You didn't have much in the way of a wardrobe when you first moved in, after all. Just that ugly uniform. Right, the one with the little patch on it. I don't think I've ever seen a more horrifically drawn rabbit. You look better like this, don't you think? Yeah. My sweet baby boy deserves the cutest, softest pajamas. Makes it so much easier to cuddle you. You look so comfy now, sweetheart, nuzzling up to your mistress. So peaceful. So happy. Shh, shh, shh. Be still, my love. Do you want to go back to sleep? No? Are you still too anxious? In that case, why don't you let me relax you a little more? Stare up into my eyes, sweetie. That's it. feel yourself drowning in them, powerless beneath my gaze. Don't be silly, honey. They've always been red. Red, like the petals of rose. Their glow as soft as the moonlight's. You can't bear to look away. Enraptured, all you wish in this moment is to give me everything. To entrust your soul to your adoring mistress. What a wonderful expression you have. Is my good boy starting to remember who owns him? Keep looking into my eyes. Feel my love coiling around you like a snake. Gently tightening around your throat, taking your breath away. Such a sweet little thing. And I can do whatever I want with you. Isn't that right, dear? Oh, it's okay. Mistress isn't going to leave you. We'll be together for as long as you live, my darling. So, don't fret that pretty head of yours. After all, I practically just got here. You probably can't remember yet, but this house only became mine very recently. It was a gift. Yes. And all my friends came here to welcome my arrival. They shed their stuffy clothes and dressed up special just to greet me. You should have seen it. A sea of flowing red robes. The silver blade of a dagger. Glimmering in the darkness. And then... I'm sorry. I'm boring you with these sentimental tales, aren't I? You probably want to go back to sleep. Sweetheart? I mean, I'm not going to say no to that, but are you really sure that'll help you relax? I guess your memory is coming back faster than I thought. Good boy. You love pleasuring your mistress, don't you? All right, then. Lay down on your back for me. And take those pajamas off. Good boy. You look so much better naked. Oh, what's with those little whimpers? Does my needy little puppy want me to strip as well? I don't know. Why don't you prove how excited you are? Yes, that's it. Put on a show for mistress. Wrap your hand around that beautiful cock and start slowly stroking. Good boy. Rub the tip for me. Get yourself nice and hard. Gods, you're so sexy. Watch me, pet. Watch as I disrobe. Stroke a little faster. You can't take your eyes off me, can you? You're so helpless at the sight of my perfect body. You can't help but fuck your hand like a slut as you see me. Run a finger along my smooth thighs. Trail it up my abs and start rubbing my perky tits. Yeah, keep stroking, sweetie. Jerk and wank until you feel yourself getting close to the edge. Yes. Play with those stiff nipples too. Toy with yourself for me. Become a leaking, whimpering slut for mistress. Good fucking boy. Go as fast as you can. That's it. I bet you want to come so badly. No. Such a good, good boy holding it in for me. Take your hand off your cock then. That's it. It's all right. You can whimper if you want. I like hearing how desperate I make you. Except Mistress doesn't plan on teasing you too much tonight, baby. No. I'm going to satisfy you in ways you've only dreamed of. Give you such intense, orgasmic pleasure that you'll have no choice but to become my obedient little fuck toy for the rest of your life. Don't move, sweetie. Just watching you isn't enough. I need to feel the warmth of your body on mine. Good boy. Mistress is going to get on top of you and straddle your face. Yeah, this is what you wanted, isn't it? To taste my juices? To be used by your lover? Yes, use your tongue. Yeah, lick me clean, puppy. Yeah, you're doing really well, baby. Gods, I love the way you moan into me. So cute and submissive. See? This is where you're happiest. Under me. At my mercy. I don't understand why anyone would try to separate us. How cold-hearted must a person be to try and destroy true love like ours. That's it, baby. If we truly love each other, no one should be allowed to get in between that. But it's okay, because I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. No one will ever lay their hands on you again, sweetheart. You're mine. 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 You don't get to leave. You wouldn't want to anyway. I made sure of that. My sweet baby boy loves me, doesn't he? Well, since you can't really speak right now, I'll take that as a yes. Oh, fuck, good boy. Suck on my clit. Yes, just like that. Gently. Gently. Oh, holy shit, you're nuzzling into me. Don't stop. Don't stop. Mistress is getting close. Oh, just let me grind my hips. Yes, like that. Good boy. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna squirt all over your face, sweetie. Oh, yeah, you wanna fucking drink that up, wouldn't you? Oh, yes, honey. Yes, use that tongue. Use that tongue. The way I taught you, the way... Oh, yes, the way Mistress likes. What a good boy you are. My good boy. Fucking take my cum, honey. Yeah. Oh, my good boy. Make Mistress come. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, fuck yes. Oh. Good boy. Oh, swallow it all. Swallow all my girl cum. I coated your tongue with my juices, didn't I? Now you'll be tasting me for the rest of the night. Good luck trying to sleep. Actually, how about I move off so we can talk to each other? There. Oh, I love you, sweetheart. I know I say that a lot, but I can't help myself. You make me do strange things. Before we met, I only knew hunger. Hunger and violence and rage. My crimson banner stood only for blood, and blood alone. I'd never felt love. That bizarre hunger which cares not for destruction. And now, my desire is all for you, darling. When I first came here, I expected to leave endless fields of ash in my wake. Yet recently, all I can seem to think about is holding you, kissing you. Fucking you. Oh, I know you always sleep better after eating me out, but you're so hard, sweetie. Why don't you let Mistress take care of that for you? Well, to be honest, I'm still kind of in the mood as well. Come on, honey. You must be feeling so pent up right now. Good boy. Just get up and I'll give you a little motivation. Do you like seeing me on my hands and knees like this? Ass up in the air? Why don't I spread myself for you? My tight pink pussy looks so inviting, doesn't it? I bet it would feel incredible to grab onto my hips and thrust inside. Do you want to pet? Do you want to use your mistress like a little whore? Yes. Rub the head of your cock in my juices. Mix it with all that sticky pre-cum. Good boy. Good boy. I need need you so badly. Please just fuck me, puppy. Oh. Oh. You're stretching me out. No. No, I'm okay. Just give me a second to catch my breath. I think I'm ready for you to start moving. Good boy. Oh. Good boy. Slide into me. In and out. Oh, in and out of mistress. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, just like that. Fuck mistress. Fuck mistress like a good puppy. Oh god, you feel so good inside me. Oh, oh yes. Yeah. I love you, sweetie. I love how obedient you are. That I can have you pleasure me however I want. You're feeling good though. You're feeling good too. Aren't you? I'm glad. Yeah. Just let the walls of my pussy massage you. Yeah, mistress is going to milk every ounce of seed from those balls. Yes, 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 you can go faster. Oh, yes, like that. You use my hips for leverage. Take me, slut. Pound me from behind. Oh, yes, yes, holy fucking shit. Oh, you're bucking your hips like a wild animal. Puppy. my puppy. Fuck mistress. Like a good puppy. Yeah. Run into me. Don't stop. Don't stop. Fucking me like a bitch. Oh, like you are, bitch. Yes. Use me like a cock sleeve. Fuck me into the sheets. Oh, my good boy. I'm all ears. This pussy is your personal fleshlight. This would take that perfect cock of yours. My cock. And fuck me with it. Oh, I can feel you swelling up inside. Oh, puppy, your balls are so full. They're slapping against my clit. Are you gonna come, pet? No. No, don't pull out. No, I need it inside. I want it there. Yes, breed me like a bitch. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck this fleshlight. Fuck my... fuck yes! Fill me up, do it! Come, do it! Come for me! Come in me! Yes, good boy! What a good puppy you are! Breed, mistress! Oh, with that thick, sticky cum! Oh, you're still thrusting. Oh, get it all out, baby. That's it. Empty your balls. Good boy. Oh, yes. Slowly. Slowly pull out. Oh, let me turn onto my back so your cum doesn't leak. You did really, really well, my good boy. Let me catch my breath. Come here. Come to mistress. Rest on me while I breathe. That's it. Nestle. Nestle against my breasts. Oh, my good baby boy. Are you ready to sleep? Yeah? You look exhausted. But happy. So happy. You aren't going to forget me again, are you? I didn't think so. Go back to sleep then. Sleep and we'll talk again in the morning. Well, probably more than just talk.